Once again, happy Father's Day. I am, of course, a permanent deacon. I am a married man. We have, Don and I, 4 adult children, 9 grandchildren, and very recently, a great-grandchild. So we are greatly blessed, and I'm not that old. First reading, we hear from the book of Job. Wonderful reading. So many of us can draw different inferences from the book of Job. And any time you're reading scripture, I strongly suggest that you have a good commentary with you. Some of the Bibles that have study guides in them or things like that help us understand what's truly happening as we try to discover and break open the Word of God. The book of Job is one of those books. You know the story. Translated, it's Job from Ur, which means any man from any place. So it's a book for all of us. And Job was a righteous and upright man, and the Satan, it says in that first chapter. Now here, Satan has a little s. At this point in time, there is no correlation between the Satan in Job and Lucifer. Two completely different things. But the Satan's job is to zip around the world, seeing where things might be going wrong, and come back to God with the information. So he's flying around, and he approaches God one day, and he says, you know that Job of yours? God says, yes, I know him well. He said, the only reason he's so faithful to you is because you are so good to him. What are you saying? How about some bad stuff happens and we'll see if he's still faithful? So what does God say? In his own way, to use the vernacular, I would say, bring it on. And that's what happens. You know the story. Job's children die. His crops fail. Livestock is stolen. He's covered with sores on his body, sitting on a dung heap, when his 3 friends come by to talk to him, who are going to console him after they sit with him for 7 days in silence. And what is the first thing they say to him? What'd you do wrong? See, because that was the notion. If God liked you, you'd get good things in life. If he didn't like you, you didn't stand a chance. Now, as Catholics, we should find that completely wrong. Because God doesn't punish us just for the sake of punishing us. Sometimes we think it happens that way. I remember the classic from my mother after I stubbed my toe. That's what you get for being mean to your sister, right? So this isn't this equation of debits and credits that God is looking at. God is the awesome Father. God has the power and the grandeur. And we need to live and respect that. And after this incident with Job, who has been faithful, very interesting, his wife has one line in the book. And the line can be translated from the Greek either, bless God and die, or curse God and die. That one Greek word is only used one time in the entire canon of Scripture. And its root words, where it comes from both angles. So I don't know what advice she really wanted from him, but I guess in the long run, Job was just supposed to die. It's the only thing his wife says. We don't hear from her again. His friends console him. What's going on? What did you do? I didn't do anything. And Job goes on for many, many chapters saying, you know, let God come down here. I will be happy to face with him. Let's, in essence, go to court. I want to have it out with him. I want to hear what he has to say because I've done everything I'm supposed to do, and look at all that's happened to me. Now, you know the old story, be careful what you ask for. So God shows up in chapter 38, and God begins in a whirlwind, not face to face, but in this whirlwind, as we see God demonstrating himself in various elements of nature. And he begins to tell Job everything. Where were you when I created the earth? Where were you when I separated the sky from the sea? Where were you when I created the animals? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you? You weren't there. You don't understand the magnitude of everything in front of you. You just want to, God doesn't say it, I will insert the words, complain about the little things that are happening to you. I do wonder, as a dad, if sometimes you haven't felt the same way, especially when the teenagers are getting a little too wound up. You know, I deserve more than I get, and it's like, don't you understand what I've done for you to this point? I got a job that maybe it's okay, maybe it's not, but I'm suffering through it every day to make sure there's food on the table, roof over the head. You and your mom and I are doing all we can to raise you in the right way. The kids don't understand it. They can't comprehend it. All the things we do for them, imitating what God does for us. So throughout this whole book, God never gives Job an answer. God talks to him about the things that are non-human, about all the things and how he created everything, but he never gives Job an answer, but rather to persevere in his faith, to be steadfast in his faith, to carry on in that which he believes, and he does that. And at the end of God's speeches, Job just hangs his head. He has nothing to say. There's nothing there. And God restores back to Job everything that he had, tenfold with the exception of his children. He got one each back. I think God was blessing him by not giving him tenfold of his children back. Be faithful. Be steadfast. Stay the course. That's what God asks us to do. Because throughout the entire book, Job does not sin. Job never charges God with anything. He just says, come down here and explain it to me. Now, our gospel reading ties in, believe it or not, very well with this. We've got Jesus who's had a long day, a long few days, preaching, proclaiming the word. It's time to get in the boat, go to the other side, get a little rest. They're on the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is surrounded on three sides by very big hills, nearly mountains. And sometimes the wind comes sweeping down and really churns up the water. I've been told the Sea of Galilee, the seas can get to be 6 and 8 feet tall. Very choppy. Now, sometimes I'm studying scripture, and I should just mention that when I was pursuing my master's degree in biblical studies, the instructor that I had for the book of Job was one of the world's foremost experts. I was blessed to be able to have that man teach these things and open my eyes to so many different things. But we think about these fishermen, Andrew and Peter, who have been fishing their whole lives on the Sea of Galilee, and these two guys are terrified about the waves. What does that say to the conditions on the sea that day? But then you have Jesus taking a nap in the stern of the boat. One of the other gospel writers says that John is there with him. John is completely calm and relaxed, sleeping right beside Jesus. So we have this juxtaposition that a couple of members of this crew, skilled fishermen, are scared to death. And then you have Jesus and John taking a nap. Moral of that story is the closer you are to God, the calmer things are. How close are we to God? And then, as Jesus awakens, that simple question he asks many times, where's your faith? Where's your willingness to endure? Where is your willingness to accept that bad things do happen? But in my loving care, in the care of me and my Father, who cares more for you than you can even imagine, where's your faith? Can you endure the challenges? And so Jesus just rebukes the wind of the sea, and everything goes calm. Once again, the apostles, who is this guy that even the sea and the wind listen to him? Jesus is trying to help build up their faith in him. So I have to ask the dads here in the group, what are you doing in your life to become closer to God, closer to Jesus, that your life might be calmer? It doesn't mean there aren't the storms. It doesn't mean there aren't the challenges and the difficulties. But when we are closer to Jesus, things work out. I came across some interesting statistics about dads and their involvement in their kids' faith life. Ready? If dad does not go to church at all and is not involved in the faith of the children, and mom does, 1 in 50 children will stick with the faith. If dad goes to church some, and mom is kind of iffy on the whole thing, 2/3 to 3/4 of children will remain in the faith. If dad's a maybe, that drops down to 1/2. If dad is very, very involved, more than 2/3 of the children will remain in the faith. We believe sometimes that faith is transmitted through the mom. In actuality, in reality, statistically, if dad's involved and dad's coming to church and dad's sharing his faith with his children, they stick with the faith. I ask parents all the time, will you see your children in heaven? What is it that you are imparting to them that they might grow in their faith and be better Catholics? I know that when talking with kids, they know who mom and dad's favorite sports team is. They know who your favorite celebrities are. They can quote statistics of their favorite team. They've got their hat on from this team and their jersey on from that team and their socks on from the other team. How many of your kids have a t-shirt that says, I love Jesus? How many of your kids have a t-shirt that says, God is awesome? How many of your kids wear a necklace with maybe a religious medal on it, or better yet, the sign of our salvation, the crucifix? They know all the secular things. Do they know the religious things? And how involved are we? The more we are involved, and when parents model the behavior and parents attend faith formation sessions, learning more about their faith, reading more about their faith, 72% of their children stay engaged as adults. Wow, how do I do that? Read a book. Or, you've heard me say it 150,000 times now, go onto the Formed platform, that website that one of our parish families pays the annual subscription fee that we all might receive it for free. There are thousands and thousands of hours of video. There are tens of thousands of hours of audio talks, MP3s, you can download them to your device. There are hundreds of thousands of pages in books that you can download as PDFs and read, all at no cost to you. Are your children seeing what you're doing? Are you willing to go home and say, hey, let's binge watch a series, we're going to Formed? How crazy would that be? I tell you, parents, there's a marvelous series out there called Me and My House. And Patrick Sullivan, who holds a degree in literature, education, and theology, the entire series is 5 hours and 40 minutes, broken up into bite-sized pieces. I'm watching him and I'm amazed. It's like, how come nobody ever told me that when I was a dad? How come nobody gave me those little tidbits of information? And one of them is so true, not only as parents and kids, but also I think sometimes our relationship with God. Because he states that kids often think that their relationship with their parents, think about a number line, is at zero. No matter how much we think it is, hundreds of thousands, tens of millions, right? But they think on this number line they're at zero. When they do something wrong, they slide to -1. Wow. Your kids don't think you love them that much that they do one thing wrong and they slide. All they want to do is get back to zero. That was in a 3-minute video, he explained. Formed has tons of information. There are lots of ways for you to get involved. There are lots of ways for you to see what's going on in our parish and to deepen your faith. In the Office of Faith Formation, we've got a lot of stuff out there on the website. There are theology nights, 3 90-minute sessions every month through the academic year, talking about something about our faith. We have Coffee with the Clergy, pretty new. We've done a couple of questions and answers, just fun answering questions that you all send in. You want answers, we'll give you answers. There's books that inspire, books that parishioners have read that have changed their lives, changed their perspective on their faith. It's right there for you to watch. And how are we raising our kids? We either have our kids enrolled in religious education if they're not going to the Catholic school. That's vitally important if you want to see your kids in heaven. So there's all that stuff on the website, and of course then we have the My Parish app. Yes, there's an app for that. Right? The My Parish app has prayers, It'll remind you what time Mass is. It will remind you when it's time to go to confession. The little thing there, it's been 6 months since you went to confession. Too long. Quick, run. Not quite. Who are we with our children? What are we looking for? How do we stay close to Christ? How do we look at this example of Jesus who put complete faith and trust in his Father, in the mission that he was assigned to do on this earth, could calm the waves and stop the wind? It was that relationship with his Father. It's that relationship we need to have with our Father, both our human Father and our spiritual Father. And Jesus understood that dynamic. He had a human Father in Joseph. And there's another thought for you. Have you gone through a consecration to Saint Joseph, gentlemen? Are you demonstrating your belief and faith? Are you striving as you should to keep your family safe at home and away? Now here's a challenge. Guardian ministry. This is a ministry we are trying to get started here at the parish that would ask for 8 to 10 volunteers to be outside this church building, on the curb, in the parking lot. Hi, how are you? Welcome to church. That's about the two lines you need. Then a group of folks at the doors, holding them open, saying, welcome to Mass. We're glad you're here. Creating a warm, inviting, hospitable environment. Then we have folks inside the walls who are our ushers, who make sure that you get a seat if you're looking for one, who help make sure we're all getting up to communion, and who's one of their most important jobs is to get your receipt for coming to Mass. The bulletin. I'd love to see 25 to 30 people engaged in those two ministries at every Mass every Sunday. So if it's 30 people and we have 6 Masses, that's 180 people. You can't look and say somebody else is going to do it. Keep your family, keep your fellow parishioners safe. Because I'll tell you, what's this all about? Making sure that we have a safe environment. Yes, he said safe environment for everybody. That starts from us understanding and going through just a little bit of training, understanding what predators and bad people are out there and what they're doing to take advantage of our youngest and most vulnerable. Oh, but I don't need that. I'm not one of those people. Neither am I. But I want to learn what the bad guys are doing that could harm one of our kids and make sure it doesn't happen, not on my watch. And so guardian ministry not only takes that idea of a safe place, safe understanding, but then brings it outside. And I got to tell you, bad guys don't want any part of some place they go where everybody says hi to them. You think the greeter at Walmart is there to make you feel better? They're there to tell a shoplifter, I already saw you. This is not a good place for you to be. We stop everything before it ever comes in the building because they get disinterested and walk away. Guys, are you doing this? Ladies, you can help. How are we engaging ourselves in our parish? How are we doing what we can do, not leaving it to anybody else? Because, you know, as parents, we all know that, you know, at house, there are so many people there. Somebody will do it, but nobody ever does, right? It's time. It's time for us to re-examine our relationship with the Father, to see if we are understanding all the love that he is providing to us from all the gifts and blessings he is giving us. You know, I read someplace, if you have coins in a little jar or can or something in the kitchen or on a dresser, you are richer than 75% of the world's population. And when was the last time you thought you didn't have enough? Are we thankful? Do we give praise? Do we give back to our parish, to God? Do we look out for each other to be in a safe community where we can practice our faith, come and gather at the table of the Lord, to be fed with his most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity, to be infused with these graces and blessings to go back out in the world and be who we should be? Awesome kids of the Father.